Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned into the Anointed Thought Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. That's www.anointedsounds.com. On Anointed Thought Show with Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And today we have an awesome show for you. We have awesome things that we're going to be talking about. Let's welcome Ms. Vicky Mack. Pronouncing your last name, Vicky. I want to make sure I have it correct.
It's Latayad. The two L's become a Y. Yeah.
All right, Latayad. I'm learning
something.
You
got it now, girl. You got it now.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How's it going? You're in L.A., correct?
It's going great. We're having a great day with the weather. It's not too hot, so. And it's not too cold, so it's great.
Yeah, if I know if it's hot here in the ATL, it's hot in L.A.
Yeah.
Well, you have some awesome things going on. First, just introduce yourself to the listening audience. Let them know who you are.
Okay. My name is Vicky Mack Latayad. I've been in the business for over 35 years. Around 15 years ago, I started a little company with a brand new artist named, my first artist actually was Tunnel Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. That was my first project.
Oh, wow.
No one had ever heard of him. Yeah, that was my first project.
I love him.
And then my second artist was a guy no one had ever heard of before. He had done something with DFW Mass, and his name was Kirk Franklin.
All right.
So those were my first two artists in the 90s, and then, oh gosh, there have been so many since then. God has so richly blessed my company for me as a black woman, and I'm just thankful for that. Since that time, then, we've had other artists that you may know of, and God allowed us to break all these artists. So most of these artists weren't big before then, and God gave us that opportunity. So we've had such artists as Kurt Carr, Trinity 5-7, Byron Cage, Jay Moss, Dave Hollister now, of course, Kelly Price. Some of you may remember Gospel Gangsters, A1 Swift. Oh, there's so many. I know I'm missing people, I'm sure. So I apologize to any of my artists that are out there whose names I cannot remember. But we owned the company for 15 years or so, just around 15 years. And we recently sold it to Sony BMG. So we did that. It became official December 2007. And since that time, I retained my publishing rights, which means that we own the content, the actual song. So we own much of the majority of the publishing for Kirk Franklin, Kurt Carr, Trinity 5-7, Byron Cage, as well as artists like Hezekiah Walker, William Murphy, and, of course, now our new artist, Carnell Morrell. So that's kind of some of my history.
Wow, awesome. I mean, you've given us some good history. A lot of artists that are out there, you helped them pave the way, so they should be very thankful. Not only that, thankful to God for creating you with the talents that you have. So that's an awesome thing. And you were mentioning that you still own the publishing rights.
That's correct.
Can you tell the listening artists as well, because we have a lot of independent artists that listen to us on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Can you tell them how important owning the publishing rights to your music and it's everything? Just tell them the importance.
Well, publishing is an extremely important issue, and what happens with a person like myself, we will work with you to negotiate to manage and own a portion of that writing. Now, usually it looks like a pie. If you look at a piece of pie, by law, if you cut that pie in half, one half automatically belongs to the writers that the publishing companies don't touch. The other half of that pie is what they call the publishing portion, and that is the part we negotiate and work with. Now, sometimes you'll have artists say, I didn't get any of my publishing, but it's not. Usually they say that because they don't understand the way it works. There's half by law that you cannot touch. Unless you sell your writer's share. Now, in our business and the way we do it, we never touch the writer's share, which is that one half. Our portion is that we negotiate on that second half. So it's very important to have a company like ours with you, I feel, because first of all, most people cannot manage those rights. You have to get it licensed properly. You have to, in each country, you have to have someone separately collect that. In most countries, if you don't get it done in 2 years properly, that country's government can take it over. There are many times a lot of rights that are lost by most people that try to do it independently when they're starting, because they just don't know where everything is and how to collect it. We have on-staff attorneys at all times, people that can write up proper agreements and arrangements so that our riders aren't taken for any of their rights. And we make sure all the money is collected. We also place a lot of product for them. So that's kind of what a publishing company is all about, making sure all the checks come in right, make sure everything is accounted for, all of that, and placements.
That is awesome. You're educating me today, I'm telling you. Do you actually host workshops to educate?
You know, I haven't. I never have, but it's something that we're looking at doing a number of things in this new venture that we're doing with Lily Mack, Writers and Publishing, Writers and Sing-Along series that we're doing, which we're very excited about.
Speaking of the Sing-Along series, Carnell kind of gave us a little bit of information about that. Can you explain to the audience what is the Sing-Along series and how you came about creating or coming with this idea?
I sure can. I gave you the name of some of the writers and artists I've had in the past. And during that almost 15 years, I'd say 98% of all the artists I had were too expensive for my parents' church. So the whole time I had all this success, they could never go to my family church. They were just too expensive. They had big, long riders, and just they required too much for our small church. And I just, even though I had some really great artists, I felt sometimes as I'm looking at it like, what are we creating sometimes when this really is about ministry and getting this music into the spirit of the people?
Right.
So I asked the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, can you give me a new idea? Give me a new way of doing it. I don't want to do it the way it had been done before. And basically he was saying, feed my people. Make sure my people get this. And so through that, the Lord showed me the sing-along series where they can – not first of all, that the Lily Mack singers can go out at an affordable price for small and medium churches as well to be able to afford them, especially on their special anniversaries, but that they would have national prominence so that the small church can also say, oh, yes, they're being played on your station, for example. These are national artists. I think it's very important. Sometimes you'll have the local artists, and they're important as well. But also the Lord, I believe, showed me that, let my people get an opportunity to sing as well. So what you can do is go on our website. We have a television show. I can't tell you the name of it, but it is a national network that we all know. The show will start probably in 3 weeks. And what you'll be able to do is hear the singers, but your listeners, Elena, will be able to send us a DVD of them singing, they can get on their little camcorders, whatever they have, of them singing one of the Lily Mack songs. And we each show, we will pick different people from their DVD on the internet. We'll show them singing our songs. We'll then choose at the end of a certain amount of months, and they will win a trip to come into Los Angeles and be on the television show. And some people will even be signed from that. So what we're trying to do is bring it back to the people and back to the congregation instead of having sometimes people that are just, like I said, I praise God for all the things we had before, but I believe the Lord told me that to take the gifts that he gave me to help the everyday psalmists, or people that don't even really sing that well. My grandmother was my grandmother's name was Lily Mack, and a lot of children got saved through her because she had took care of children during the day. But my grandmother studied piano and sang faithfully in the choir, never missed, always had best attendance. And Elena, she could not sing a lick.
Okay.
But she loved the Lord so much that she was always in the choir because she was so faithful, and you know, she would sing and wash the dishes, and I came to the Lord through my grandmother as a child from her teaching me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen. And for those who are just tuning in, we are talking to the guru of gospel music. Vicky Mack, and I promise I remember how to pronounce your last name.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I'm laughing at
Give
you calling me the guru.
Lisa, I think Lisa said it. Did you say it, Lisa?
Lisa, the guru. Yes, I love it.
All
you
right.
know, I don't know if you know, I'm in the Ebony this month.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, there's a whole thing on women in gospel, and they have two pictures with me in it, and they're calling me the shot caller. So I'm like, wow, that's really something this month. All these calls, and it's a great, the Ebony this month, it's a special collection edition, and it's got eight different pictures. You can get Obama on the cover, Samuel L. Jackson, Muhammad Ali, all these people on the cover, and they were great enough to put many great, I'm not including myself in that category, but some really great gospel women such as Albertina Walker and Dorothy Norwood, et cetera, in this article about women in gospel. So that's happening this month, for the month of August. It's in the August issue.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool? I'm like, praise God. We're starting to be recognized for the work we're doing. So I'm glad to lead the way. And next time, Elena or Lisa, may be you. But now the door's open, and I'm really excited about it.
Now, speaking of your sing-along series, how many songs are on that CD?
Okay, this is what's happening on each package. Each package has seven songs, seven sing-along tracks, so you can take any song you want, sing it in your car, in your shower, whatever you want, and a seven-track DVD. In every package, when it says Lily Mack, you will always have the tracks and the DVD with it. So it's three CDs in every package.
Wow. And what is
pretty fun?
I don't know if you're able to release that information yet. What is the roundabout cost for those churches that
For the church?
Wants about it? Yeah.
Oh, very good question. I can't say that because it depends on the distance. But let me tell you something else exciting. We will be in this Lily Mack series. We want to get all the folks in with their audition tapes, their sing along tapes in. Because we will be choosing in every region, in four regions, we will have Lily Mack singer groups so that we don't have to worry about taxing a church with gas and heavy costs in travel.
So you're willing to come to the church as far as with no cost? Explain that information.
Well, it's not no cost, but it's a low cost. And so we'll have Lily Mack singers in every region. And this isn't new what I'm doing. This is very old school. For those of you who remember, I remember when I was a very little girl in my parents' church, the Clara Ward singers would come to our church in San Mateo, California. But when I thought about it, we never really saw Clara Ward. We saw Clara Ward's sister and the mother, and then sometimes she would come. They would come with. You always get different combinations of the Clara Ward singers, and we were blessed. We were a small church, and it was the Clara Ward singers, and we were blessed. Same thing with Reverend James Cleveland. You'd get Reverend James Cleveland, but you'd get different, groups that would come with them. The caravans, the same way. This was the way it was done, old school.
Interesting.
We're going back to that to keep those prices down so the people can have them. But we have a television component now, too, so you'll see these people nationally on TV.
Okay. So tell us how the Lily Mack singers came about. We know that's your grandmother's name, but how did you actually select the group that you have now? I know they're singing with Carnell on one of his songs. So tell us how they...
Yes, they're on the whole album. The album features, each project features a writer. So if you become a Lily Mack writer, and there's space to do that online too, then we will feature these writers on projects. So your face will be on the cover, and we'll do, at least out of the seven, two or three of the songs will be from that featured writer. The other songs are the Lily Mack singers. Here we had auditions, and we got recommendations from ministers of music at different churches, also on every television show that's coming up, which will be on the DVD. There's something we call a key maestro that works with the group that day, and it's always a minister of music from a different church. Of course, it was my church for this first show, and that is none other than Donald Taylor, who we can remember from L.A. Mass. He is our key maestro, and then, so we'll have guest maestros that come with him that will be conducting the audience and working with the audience on the songs for the DVD. So
wow.
This is a lot of fun. And
I
had fun doing it. And I can't wait. Oh, Lisa, I cannot wait to hear folks sending in their DVDs to us. And we'll pick our favorites and put them on each show. Of course, we have to get, you know, they have to go through a process so that we have the proper permission and all of that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And listen, I don't want just good singers. My husband sang on there. I want people that want to make a joyful noise and want to have a good time and want to sing.
All right. Wow. So you said no.
Honey, my husband makes a joyful noise, okay? And brother got a chance, and he made us put him on the first show. And, I mean, there are a lot of people like that. You know, they want to sing praises to the Lord, and they're having a good time. And then you
do
get
you
some who are
well?
Just incredible singers.
Do you sing as well?
Not well, but I'm going to do a sing-along, too. I'm going to get into the act. I'm not that great. But I figure everybody else is trying it, I'll try it too. Oh, child, if I could sing too, I'd be a monster. God purposely made sure I couldn't do that because, you know, I'd be able to promote my record and do all the rest. So he said, no, I'm going to make sure you're in a
triple
position.
Threat. You definitely would
wow.
be a triple threat. That
but I'm not. I can hold the tune and I can hear keys, but you wouldn't want to buy anything with me singing on it.
So what made you want to get into the music industry? I know you're into marketing, and you can be marketing a lot of things, promoting a lot of different projects, and we know that gospel, we know that you're a Christian. We are, because you're on the Christian station. But what really
yes,
made
I'm,
you want
I'm
to
saved, get
into... Yes, I'm
saved, definitely.
Yes. So what made you want to get into the music, the entertainment industry?
You know what? It didn't have anything to do with me. God just kind of did it. I thought I was going to be a news broadcaster. I went to UCLA, and I got an internship at RCA Records. And while at RCA Records, I was about 18, I got saved for real. And you know how when you're a child, sometimes you receive
yeah.
Christ, but you're not really walking in it, and you don't get it. And at 18, I really got it. And
how was that? What was the transition for that?
Say
you really got it.
When I was working at the record company, and we had distributed labels, and we had to put up some album covers that I did not agree with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one was a Rolling Stones cover, I remember, that said, "I'm Black and Blue," and it had a woman tied on it with black and blue marks all over her body.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought, this doesn't make any sense. And I was actually watching some Christian programming and while in college, and I would say the sinner's prayer. I would say the sinner's prayer every day for like a month. And, you know, because I didn't know you only had to say it once. And
wow.
The Lord touched me through that experience, and I decided I did not want to do that kind of music anymore. And God pulled me out of it and had me work as an assistant for pioneer Gentry McQuarrie, who, you know, discovered and brought in people like Tremaine Hawkins, the Hawkins, the Richard Smallwood singers and all that, and I was his assistant. And he gave me a project to work, which was the first Tremaine Hawkins record, because she was not, you know, she wasn't big at that time. She had come from the Hawkins, but she wasn't that big, so they kind of gave me that record to work on my own.
So
wow.
Look how
that's
big she is now.
Well, you know, I was getting the wives, because the next one they gave me after Tremaine was they gave me Vicky Winans with We Shall Behold Him. Isn't that something? Now I look at it and I know it was God. And then we had the Winans over there, but they gave us their band. They gave me that to work, commissioned. Those
wow.
were my first groups. Mhm.
That's
yep.
just a real testimony of what God can do once you just say enough is enough and yield yourself to Him. That is
That's
just
right.
beautiful.
And He did.
Listening. I'm sorry, Lisa. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that wasn't me. Go ahead.
and just listening to you, just have a humble spirit, and then all the accolades that you have, and all the things that you've done. I mean, it's like amazing. You know, you have a humble spirit behind it, and I see the reason why God is blessing you, because He's giving you more, because you're so humble to everything that you have done.
Well,
and
it's
so energetic
thing.
And bubbly.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
You know, I must say, I went through a real down period for a moment there, and God allowed me to do that for a second, you know, and just kind of flashed in front of my face how my hardest times are better than a lot of people's best
yes.
times. And I need to get
yes.
over myself and not be
yes.
crying because I got a record that, oh, didn't go platinum this time. It's like, please, there are people that want businesses and don't have that. How dare you? You
right.
had your pity party long enough, or it's a little rough for you this week because some banking arrangement didn't come in. The Lord just showed me, you know, through that.
Wow.
You know, I need to be grateful just for being able to get up in the morning.
Amen.
Let alone
all
the
Amen.
Great things He's done for me.
And that was one of the things Lisa and I were talking about at our last show. We had
mm-hmm.
a show called I Got a Testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were just talking about the things that, you know, just the minute, the small things that we used to forget. Well, we forget to tell God thank you for.
That's
and, you know,
right.
we don't usually say, God, thank you for waking me up. God, thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you for allowing me to breathe in at least 80% clean air.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know what will help you? This is not a good way to go about it, but I had been diagnosed with MS, and I could not get out of bed. And I used to always wonder, what are these old women talking about? I woke up this morning in my right mind with the activity
yes.
of my limbs. You know, it sounded like
old-fashioned yes.
stuff
yes.
until I woke up one morning and didn't have the activity
yes.
of my limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, I got that. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to go through that, but that's what happened to me. And when I got
right.
when I was in the bed and couldn't move, oh, I figured out a whole lot. And so during this period of owning Gospel Centric and everything, I was diagnosed with that. And God healed me of that, and I don't have
Amen.
Any symptoms of that. And see, when you go through things like that, what the old folks say, you live long enough, you'll go through some things. And, you know, I always loved the Lord, but, Lord, when you go through some of these things and you learn that you need the joy of the Lord to have your strength.
Right.
And that I had to get some strength, and now I realize every day to be able to do the things that God has allowed me to do, I need strength through the joy of the Lord, because every day is not, you know, this has not been easy. It's been very difficult, and people see the glamour part. Those times are so few and far between. I used to have bodyguards. I was being threatened to be killed by some secular people who I won't say. I've been through some things.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. They
want
to take over the company? Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. That's all for another day. But,
Oh, my goodness.
So you get to the point where you just are, you know, just grateful to be here and grateful for able to have the time I had. And I'm doing some new things. And so I'm grateful for that, but mostly I'm able to wake up. I've got food on the table, and people forget that, you know, and they think, oh, you've had so much. I've had a lot, and I've lost a lot, and I've had
right.
a lot again, and I've lost a lot. So you if you don't get humble through stuff like that, then you know, you just never will.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And they always say, be careful when you say, I want to be like somebody, because you never know how they got there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just
That's
amazing.
So, it is so
you never
true.
Know how, you know what shoes they've walked in to get to where
That's
they are.
Right.
So Wow, and I'm glad you said, you know, because people always see the glamour side.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been through a lot of trials and tribulations to get where you are, to be blessed and in the position that you are in. So that's definitely a true blessing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to add that, you know, I would be surprised if she hadn't. You know, you don't get blessings the way you do without going through.
Amen.
Because God has to work things out
that's
in you, the trials and tribulations that come. That's just to elevate you to another level. You may think at the time that it's the worst thing in the world, God forgot about you, but all the time he's doing his work. And that's why the word says to be thankful in all situations.
Amen.
Because
God is not out to get us. That's right.
Yeah.
And the other part of it that I do want to add is that people look at the glamour, oh, you got this and you had all these big artists. But the most important thing is you got to stay involved in ministry for real.
Amen.
And now I'm involved
Amen.
In a disciple group with 18 women through Terry McFadden. I don't know if you're aware of Terry McFadden, but she's a wonderful woman in the Lord, and she has a program for young women between the ages of 20 and 30 years of age. And I work in a program like that, which is my pastor, Bishop Kenneth Ulmer from Faithful Central here in Los Angeles, encourages us to get involved in these things. So, and when you get too busy to do that, the kinds of things that we're called to do, and you can't get involved in ministry, you really need to stop and think about it again.
Right.
And the time when I was too busy to do that is when I had the most difficulty, even in my mind, because you get so vexed because you're not balanced.
Right.
So, you know, I'd like to encourage everybody to stay balanced and be flexible enough so that God has room to take you where he wants.
Amen.
I did not plan. I did not say, oh, I want to be in the music business and I want to do – I didn't. I just never really did. As I said, I thought I was going to be a news broadcaster. But through getting into him, he just kind of showed me the things he wanted me to do and made the way. And so that's what I've learned. So don't, you know, there are so many things, especially for us as, you know, as an African-American woman, we're not exposed to all the things there are out there for us to do. So you got to, and that's what I did. I asked the Lord to give me new ideas.
God has a plan for our lives. We might not want that specific plan at the moment, and we might say, God, why are you taking me this way? This is not what I thought, you know, I was going to be. Like you said, you thought you were going to be a broadcaster. So, you know, I mean.
But, you know, but guess what? She was equipped to do what she's doing.
Exactly.
Even though she thought she was going to be doing broadcasting.
That's exactly right.
You'll be equipped. You'll be equipped, and then he'll just direct you as soon as you yield yourself.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. For those who are just tuning in, I mean, we're talking to the awesome woman of God who has has educated me today, I tell you. I've learned a lot about the music industry and so forth, as well as publishing. And what information, what advice would you give to those independent artists that are out there, gospel artists that are looking to maybe be a part of a record label, or might just want to stay independent? What advice would you have for them?
Well, I think it's just as the Bible says, to study to show yourself approved. There are a lot of great conferences that you can go to glean information and learn how to put together good product, and also get around reputable people. If they don't have a track record of success in a particular area that you're interested in, be very careful. If they want you to pay them to do things,
I am so glad
away.
I have to say that again.
If they want you to pay them to be in the music industry, et cetera, stay away from those people.
Wow.
We just had that conversation.
You're actually speaking to me because and you may not know, I'm an independent gospel artist myself, and I got approached by a well-known record label. We will remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the first things they asked me for was money. And so that was
really
so interesting. You actually are speaking to me because I was like, am I really supposed to be paying this money? I know better. I know better, Elena. You know better. But, you know, you look at the name. I can say that you look at the name like, okay, maybe I should do this. But I'm like, okay, I'm the artist. They're going to be making money off of me. So why should I have to pay them, you know?
Well, but I must say you got to learn the different structures too. Now,
okay.
If you are in an if you are the label, if you become your own independent label and it's distribution or something like that, then you're going to put money in. But if you're being signed as an artist, then as an artist, you wouldn't. You may want to supplement and have a good team around you. So there are some – you can't look at a label for doing everything. But if it is a label and they want you to pay to put your own master and your own music together as a label, that is incorrect.
Wow.
That is that in my view, that's very incorrect. They have to invest in you as well. But if it's a distribution deal or some other kind of deals, then you're the company. Then you're putting up a lot of money in because you're your own business. So that's why I say study to show yourself approved, especially in these days and this day and age. There are many different types of deals you can go into, and you need to know what those are. But overall, if someone wants you to give them money to do something, and you're not, and it's not for particular services or whatever, and they're signing you as an artist where you're only getting a royalty, you should not be paying for production and all those kind of things, marketing.
Right.
You may want to augment it, but that's just one type of deal.
So what about, I hear, we've had some artists on our show, and we were talking about different things that artists go through.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they brought about was going to different events or conferences have to pay between $150 and $1,000 just to minister. Do you see that an avenue for a new and upcoming artist that might be in the industry to go that route?
I mean, I do think that, yes, some of these conventions, like the GMWA, I know Tracy Artist has a convention. There are a number of reputable conferences, Bobby Jones. You're going to have to pay a fee because they have so many people that want to do it. Those are reputable places where you're paying that money not only to be on television, but it's to be seen by people like myself. I usually sign or get to know people because I'm at a conference and I've seen them once or twice and I sat there and watched them and I'm like, wow, I like them. I can see the reaction or whatever. Because usually if someone invites me to go just to hear them sing, I won't go.
Right, right.
You know, because it's just too much to go out for an individual because they're having a showcase. But I go or someone from my staff or someone I know will be at the conferences, and I really look at that. I see how they interact with the other people. I ask other people I know about them. And or they may come from another great artist or producer who is, you know, that's another way to do it that might know you from the church. But they usually talk to us at one of these conferences. So those are reputable places where you will have to pay registration, et cetera. But make sure it's a reputable place that has a, you know, showcase and that you know there are going to be people like myself there, you know, major situations that you're interested in. Sometimes it can be as simple as a smile that you give some person or that you help them out or, you know, not necessarily pestering a person like me, but it can be simple things that I look at. The sincerity of a ministry, an anointing, a really good attitude behind stage or on the sides of the ministry. I look at how they react with pastors, if they're giving all the people behind the scenes fits, if they're rude. I will stay I stay away from those people like the plague because I'm thinking if they're going to act like this, they're going to give me fits. I don't want any parts of people like that. So I look at things like that. You know, there are also other things like the Church of God in Christ convocation in Memphis. Those are important. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of, you know, other the apostolic convention. There's a number of these places where, you know, I don't know if they have registration fees, but they're places where people like myself go and you can be seen in a place that's reputable. Those are extremely important.
Oh, thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
That is some good information to those artists that are listening in. I hope you're taking heed to this because we're getting information from an expert that you probably have to go to conference and pay for. And you're getting it today over the airwaves and know what you need to do when you go to different conferences or different events and what they're looking for. Because I was talking to Lisa previously in another show about an event I had to host, And one of the things that you were speaking about, the diva attitude, one of the things that I noticed with some artists that it was an event that was outside. I was telling Lisa about it. It was outside, and, you know, when an event is outside, the crowd is going to thin a little bit because it was hot. So when it was time for the artist to get on stage, when it was their time slot, they left because the audience wasn't there. Wasn't enough people for them to perform, basically. Not the ministers,
that
to perform.
Is sad.
So it was interesting to me to find, to really say, okay, what are we here for? Are we here to perform?
Right.
Are we here to minister? And so that was the
interesting
thing.
But you don't know how God wants to bless you with things like that. I've had situations where I've been there to speak or something like that, and I've had that recently, and the person is from a major network. There's only a few people in there, but or it's something that you wouldn't think of, like a little old lady who will, I just talked to someone today who this little old lady who was really loved this particular show. I was just talking to this gentleman today, and it turned out that her son was Johnny Cochran, and she loved the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And this person ended up with Johnny Cochran at the time as their attorney because the woman loved this particular gospel show.
Wow.
So you never know who that one little person is, or anything can happen. I have another little quick story. This is interesting. There was a woman who had a radio show in Memphis, a small little show, and there was a man on the corner that was just, you know, was a homeless person, and she would pick him up as well as a lot of other people and take him to church. This was an older white gentleman. This was an all-black church, and that was just her ministry. She would pick up people on the way and take them to church. Turns out the man passed and left her a couple of $1 million.
Wow.
Yep, and I remember her telling me that story. Because he took her to church. You don't know. And it could be your reward comes in heaven. You can't do it thinking, oh, this person might be a millionaire.
Right.
Exactly.
Might not, but you can't have that attitude. But that happened with her. I remember just going, wow.
It has to come from your heart. It has to be pure. So that was one of the reasons why she was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a pure gift.
She wasn't looking for anything.
Exactly. Looking for something in return.
That's right.
That is awesome. And being an artist, because I have people in the chat room that are asking me questions, so I want to make sure I get their questions out.
Okay.
What do you think the longevity is of a gospel artist that may be contemporary, neo-soul, inspirational? You know, there's new names for the genre of gospel now. So what do you think the longevity of that type of artist is?
Oh, that is a good question. It could be forever, because what's contemporary becomes traditional later on. You know, if you remember with Kirk Franklin, for some of you who may, Kirk was ultra contemporary, you know?
That's
and
right.
Then Reason Why We Sing and songs like that are now considered more mainstream. I talked to Edwin Hawkins one day, and he told me that Oh Happy Day was so contemporary, many radio stations throughout the country refused to play it when it first came out.
Wow.
Mr. Thomas A. Dorsey with Precious Lord, Take My Hand, that was, some people considered that the blues. And would not play his song. And how traditional is that today? So what might be considered very contemporary today becomes the mainstream later on. You just have to be
solid
really,
timing.
It's about timing, and if God really told you to do that, he'll make room for it. But, yeah, just because you're hip one day, it becomes mainstream the next.
And we have one of our good friends, Marcus Boston, who is a Christian author as well. He's in our chat room. And the question that he wanted to ask you was, who was your most exciting artist to work with?
That's hard to say. I've loved them all, but one in particular that is just, there are two that I have so much respect for. Not that I don't with the others, but Dorinda Clark Cole and Cece Winans. They are just incredible women of the Lord, and I love them so much. They are, Dorinda in particular, I just love working with her.
That is awesome.
She's so much fun.
Her spirit. I mean, I don't know her personally, but just, you know, you could feel anointing from people even watching television.
She's
if
very
God
consistent.
Is on them, you could feel it and you could see
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
just, and even Cece, I mean, when she
yep.
ministers, you could just feel it
yeah.
doing her ministry. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could see why you have chosen those two women, because
yeah.
I've watched a couple of ministries, a couple of sermons from Dorinda, and they were so powerful.
Yep.
So powerful.
But they're consistent. You know, sometimes you'll get some artists, I've had, they're one way on stage, and they're a totally
oh,
another
yeah.
thing off stage.
Yeah.
These women, I have just been everywhere with them, from shopping to, you know, eating in a Waffle House to wherever, they're the same. You're not going to get something different. And they are serious about Jesus.
I'm sorry. How important is it that an artist is a member of a church? Because you find a
oh,
lot
for
of
me, they have
now.
To be. For me, they have to be. I can't. If you can't even get that together, it's a waste of time.
I find a lot of record labels are asking that question now, and even they want the number to the pastor to call
that's
the pastor
correct.
To make sure they verify. And I find they're doing it now, and I think that's a good
yeah.
idea. But I just want to know from your perspective why,
yeah.
you know.
Well, first of all, if they can't figure out that you have to fellowship
right.
one with another, then I figure they've got their own church in their head.
Okay.
And
great.
Something's wrong. I mean, how could you? Yeah, you're going to talk about ministering to other people and you can't, you know.
Fellowship.
Hey, that's just like, that's the basics, you know. So those kind of people I try to stay away from. But, I mean, I have been tricked a couple of times. I had one group who remained nameless who we used to ask for the testimony and everything. These people gave me their testimony, and it was really their parents' testimony.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, they knew how to say everything right. But they
wow.
were as wrong as two left shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've run into that. But, I mean, you at least have to make the attempt, but they have to. We want to know what ministry they belong to, who their pastor is, who they're sitting under. You know, we need to know. I like to know a little bit about the church, because we have had some people that have wanted to be signed that are in, I don't know if you'd call them denominations or churches, that are not considered Christian, and we support Christian ministries.
Oh,
they may
okay,
kind of
right.
sound like it, but they're not, you know.
Right.
And so just.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead and finish.
No, I was just saying, just for us, that's not what we're about, you know. It'd be kind of difficult for us.
Another question from the chat room. If a group or artists are having some struggles with popularity, are being received by gospel fans, how do you encourage them? Now that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a very, very difficult one. But this is why starting off as an independent artist and building your fan base is very important. For example, I like to know how much you travel, what churches you go to, what base you have, because it is very painful when it's not happening. I have found through the time I've done it, it's usually two things. Some folks don't want to get out and work. They're not willing to go to the small churches and doing love offerings and things like that when they start, so they can't expand their base. That's a problem. And number two, sometimes everything seems right and it doesn't go right, and it's usually because something really crazy is going on with them spiritually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And those I have found are usually the two reasons. Sometimes you'll find people who all that stuff is wrong and God is still blessing them for whatever reason. But those are the two reasons normally by the time they get to me that they're not as popular. The other thing is you've got to make sure. That's why I like the Lily Mac Singers and the sing-along series. Everybody's not called to be with major labels or record companies, but they want
right.
to sing and they want to, you know, it might just be for their church or whatever. But sometimes they may want to be on TV too, and they may, you know, they want to share in a larger platform a few times, but it's not, they're not called to that all the time.
Right.
And so that's why the Lily Mac sing-along series is really an important avenue, because there are people that just would like that opportunity. sometime, but it's not for them all the time because it's a really special calling to do that.
I know that is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And tell the audience, when will this series be available again and how they'll be able to purchase it and how they need to go about actually getting this project?
Certainly. We have online, we have www.lilymaxsingalongseries.com. It's not fully up, but it will be fully up by the time of the GMWA, between August 9th and 15th. It will be fully up. You can also talk to me. I don't respond right away to every conversation there yet, but you can also get me on MySpace at Vicky Mac Lataya, spelled L-A-T, as in Tom, A-I-L-L-A-D-E. You can find me there on MySpace, but don't get mad if I'm not responding to every call there. But on the Lily Mac sing-along series and also one other, which will be up by August 9th, is Musecapes, M-U-S-C-A-P-E-S. .com, where I will be doing all kinds of things on there. I'll be asking to hear folks sing. We'll be communicating. I will be critiquing music, all kinds of things through the Musecapes, .com. So we're actually going to have an area where my staff and I will critique and listen to things. People will be able to submit music. We'll be voting on the music that we like, the singers that we like, all those kind of things will be available there. It will be fully up by August 9th when the music will be available, and then in September you will be able to also purchase it in all of the major stores. The three-piece product I'm telling you about.
Is Musecapes kind of like a iTunes, or tell us about
where? It will have, yeah, Musecapes will have places where you can buy music. We'll have places where we'll listen to each other sing songs and share ideas, where we'll critique, and there'll be a lot of fun things happening on that site.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
For those who are tuning in, we apologize you didn't get a chance to hear the full conversation, but you can go to our rebroadcast. You know that we have everything rebroadcast for every show that we've done, so you can listen to Miss Vicky Mack and listen to all of her information, because she's provided some great information for us today. So this has been awesome. Lisa, do you have anything that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes, I'd just like to thank you for being our guest on the show today.
Amen.
Everything you've shared was so fruitful, and I just love your personality. You're so bouncy, if I could put it in a word, you know, so full of energy. I know that's kind of, you're full of energy, and I like Elena mentioned earlier, the sense of humility that you have, and I think that takes you a long way, and I just thank God for using you.
Oh, thank you so much. I've enjoyed talking to you. It's like talking to girlfriends. Had a great time.
All
right.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about when we're in a Christian family. You are talking to your girlfriend. You talk to your sisters in Christ. So you actually are. And Vicky, is there anything you would like to say to the listening audience before we disperse, that we say?
Well, I'd just like to tell everyone to be encouraged and to please pray for us in our new venture. And I hope to see and hear some of you guys very soon. I really want to hear from a lot of you with your videotapes sending it to us. I'm really excited about that, so looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Anointed Thoughts Show. We want to thank you again for joining us. It's been an awesome time worshiping, because we were giving God the glorification, especially in everything that we do here today. So I want to thank you so much for that. Thank everyone for tuning in to the Anointed Thoughts Show. Make sure you tune in to us 24 hours a day. And on next Monday, we're going to have Holy Boy on, so make sure you tune in, because we're going to interview him.
He's one of our writers, you know.
Exactly.
He's our new writer.
Tell us about Holy Boy before we disperse.
This man's voice is awesome. He's incredible. And he is a part of our family with RKD Management, and they have a label as well. But he's writing with Lily Mac now. He's incredible. But that voice on that man, he has a new single out called God Chaser, which was written by our featured writer, Carnell Morrell.
Yes,
oh.
He did tell us. Yes, he sure did. Awesome.
Yes, so you're going to enjoy him. He's really nice. But that voice on that man is, ooh.
Mm. Now, we don't want to leave until we play the Lily Mack Singer song, Thank You. We're going to end with that. But I want you to tell us, what was the vision behind that song?
Thank You, Lord, was written, I believe, by LaRon Vaughn. I hope I don't have that wrong. But, you know, I don't know exactly what his vision was in particular, but for us, the reason we have that particular song is it gets right to the core of it in terms of being grateful, and these songs are easy to sing. So the choruses are such that you can get in there and sing along with the song and get it in your spirit. So we hope everybody does.
All right. We hope that we'll be at Anointed Sounds be able to get a copy of that so we can help you promote that sing-along series. And again,
oh, definitely.
Vicki, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to end with Vicki's song that's going to be in the sing-along. Is this song in the sing-along series as well?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So we're giving you a sample today. This is our promotion today, so you know exactly what is going to be on this CD. So make sure when the CD it hits, when is that date again, Vicki?
We'll be selling it at the GMWA convention, and in approximately 3 weeks it'll be on the major network. It'll be in stores in September.
Amen.
But it starts August 9th.
August 9th. All right, we're going to make sure we remember that. And thank you so much for tuning to the Anointed Thought Show. We appreciate everyone for listening in. Again, tune to Anointed Sounds Radio 24 hours a day, bringing you the hits and much, much more. Here is the Lily Mack Singers with Thank You.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh. I wanna thank you, Lord, for chasing me, for loving me and protecting me. I can't explain your love. I can't get it.
feel like smiling. Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel like running. When ain't nothing chasing me. Sometimes I feel real warm. Sometimes the feeling's gone. Sometimes my heart's real heavy. In my relationship with you.
Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station, bringing you the hits and much, much more. We have well-known artists as well as independent artists from across the globe bringing you the glorification of God. There's no other place that you can receive that glorification but right here on Anointed Sounds. Also, check out our website at anointedsounds.com. That's anointedsounds, SOUNDZ.com. Also, respond to our blog with all the comments that we have for you. Your listening pleasure right here on Anointed Sounds, your Christian station.